Their promo video makes it sound like a party.
The airport. Oh, I can't wait. Vacation, baby.
They promise comfort, care, and climate control. The reason Arlington resident Janet Sinclair says she chose United Airlines Pet Safe program to move across country with her rescued greyhound Sedona and her cat Alika. But looking out her window on the first flight from San Diego to Dallas, this is what she saw.
My dog and my cat on a luggage carrier instead of being transported in an air-conditioned van, which I had been promised.
And Sinclair says her pets were thrown around like luggage.
I watched the cargo handler kick her crate. 6 times.
Sinclair paid an extra $684 for comfort stops, but again, after a 3-hour layover in Houston's 96 degrees,
there they sat, boiling on the tarmac.
Finally, after 15 hours of travel, they arrived in Boston.
Sedona's crate is covered in blood, in feces, in urine. Alika's crate is covered with vomit and feces, and Sedona was in full heat stroke.
Sedona spent 3 days in veterinary ICU.
The vet told me that she was suffering from severe dehydration, heat stroke. Her kidneys were shutting down. Her liver was shutting down.
Sedona survived. Michael Jarboe also used United Pet Safe to travel across country with his dog, Bam Bam. Like Janet, he could see his dog from the window at a Houston stopover, sitting in his plastic crate on the hot tarmac. Then, when they got to San Francisco, the cargo manager gave him the news.
And his exact words were, he didn't make it.
Jarboe says United claimed Bam Bam's death was not their fault.
Those words, they just don't make sense, because I just put him in his crate and he was fine. And there was no reason that he shouldn't be fine.
Mary Beth Melchior, founder of the nonprofit WhereIsJack.org, says stories like Janet's and Michael's are not uncommon.
Animals are treated basically no different than your luggage, and most people know how their luggage is handled.
Her group, founded in memory of a cat named Jack who went missing from an American Airlines flight and was found 61 days later, but too sick to survive.
The airlines are getting away with murder.
She says airlines often don't report lost, injured, or missing pets thanks to loopholes and lack of oversight. United offered to reimburse Sinclair the $2,700 for vet bills only if she signed a non-disclosure agreement. She refused. They didn't pay.
They do not care, and all they want me to do is go away and be quiet. Well, I will not be quiet.
United would only give WTOP a written statement saying, quote, "We are committed to ensuring safe and comfortable travel of all pets that fly with us and regret Sedona did not have a good experience. We offered to compensate Ms. Sinclair by fully reimbursing her vet bill, but unfortunately, she declined to accept the terms of agreement." Sinclair has since created a community Facebook page called United Airlines Almost Killed My Greyhound. She and Jarboe now hope to spare others the heartache.
I put him in his crate, and I told him, be a good boy. I'll be back for you, I promise. I didn't keep my promise.
Lori London, WTOP News.